Good afternoon, everybody. We'll go ahead and get started with the next talk. Our next speakers are George Duenas and Diego Gomez, and they'll be speaking about a bilingual dictionary with semantic ambiguity in the case of the Salido language. Please join me in welcoming them.
Hello, everybody. First, I apologize for my English. I continue in the task of improving it. We will present the paper, A Bilingual Dictionary with Semantic Media Wiki, the language Salivas Case. I am Diego Gomez, and my partner is George Enrique Dueñas. We are from Colombia, South America, and we come representing the Cary Cuervo Institute. The main contents of this talk include the Cary Cuervo Institute, who is the Saliva community and where are they, how is data collected, what are the sections of dictionary, what is the learning materials for basic indigenous primary, presentation of the virtual dictionary, the software used, Media Wiki and Semantic Media Wiki, the links helpful, and the conclusions. Instituto Cary Cuervo. The Institute advises Colombian government and contributes to make politics for strengthening and conservation of linguistic heritage of the country. The Institute develops and promotes research, teaching, counseling, and dissemination of 64 indigenous languages to Creole, Rom, and Indo-European language, dialects of Colombian Spanish, and sign language in various ways of communication through language, literature, and culture. Who is Saliva community? Around 187 are speakers in Saliva who speak Spanish too. Around 621 are passive speakers, understand, but nobody speaks. Around 203 are passive speakers, understand and speak a little. Around 1,077 are native understand, not speak. They are children, teenagers, and young adults. They are taken for the Ministry of Culture of Colombia 2008-2009. Given the above, this language is considered like severely the endangered language according to the Atlas of the World Languages Endangered. The principal investigator and director of this research was Professor Hortensia Estrada, who collected the data during several field works for about 20 years. This work contributed several indigenous organizations, including the Association of Indigenous Authorities of Orocue and indigenous from Parabarro Reserves, El Duya Reserves, Consejo Reserves, San Juanito Reserves, Medano Reserve, and Caño Mochuelo in the Department of Casanare, and San Miguel de Ocune Reserves, Santa Rosalia Township in the Vichada Department. Here is an example.
So the dictionary is divided in main three sections. The first is navigation, where you can find location of the communities. We use a Google map. This community is located in three departments in Colombia, Casanare, Vichada, and Meta. Next, you can find an introduction to the dictionary, the process that the dictionary happens to raise. And you can find a grammatical sketch where some linguistic aspects are described. So the second section is the dictionary, Saliva Spanish and Spanish Saliva entries. additional guide, a pedagogical page, a participant list from those these reserves, bibliography about the language, the papers and art and books, and it is then you can find a list of long words, morphemes, antroponyms and toponyms, vowel and consonant variation, nominal class for means, explication about verbal conjugation. In the final session, you can find an appendix that we have. The dictionary has a page about language documentation, a collaborate that is a kind of form that is the mean that we use to talk to indigenous people when we don't meet. You can find the mobile dictionary app. We extract the database and create an app offline, because in this part sometimes it's difficult to get internet, and some quick links. So the basic learning material that we have developed is basic. We have developed this for children because, as you watched before, we have a big number of people that they don't speak the language, and they are children and teenagers and some young adults. So we have developed or create some fun activities. For example, the first basic level are the vowels. Saliva has 20 vowels. The first basic vowels are typical. Then long vowels, nasal vowels, and glottal vowels. The second basic level are vocabulary. Vocabulary about food, water, animals, air animals, trees, climate, fruits, part of the house. And for example, that image is a word game, and you can find some words for water animals. You can and these words have their translation into Spanish because they don't know saliva, so they don't know the meaning of that word. So we agree that the Spanish is necessary for some cases. The third basic level are a game that is matching game that you have some morphemes and some stem, and you can link. The other activity is that you have an image and you have the word in saliva in this case, and you can link this image and this word. And the final level is a matching game. You have images, but with oration, but sentences. Sorry, but sentences, and you can link images with sentences. And you have to. We have another activity that is you can complete verbs, the conjugation of the verbs. So this is the appearance of the dictionary. On the top, you have a browser, and you can watch a keys, because this is a nasal keys, because it's in some keyboards it's difficult to get that letters, so or the combination is difficult. So the person click on the key, and they appear in the browser. In the left, we have the sections, the navigation and the dictionary, and the bottom, you have the third section. This is the link to the app. So the link goes to the Play Store, and it's for Android. And this is we have in this part a list of the alphabetical order, so you can watch or recover the words in saliva that start for this letter. And this is another browser that is from saliva to Spanish. So this is the kind of file that we can store images, audios, texts. Images is JPG, audios is OGG, and texts are docs and PDF. For example, in this case, this is drawings that were made by Saliba children. And what happened with this information? So MediaWiki can permit us to create templates that cover a set of information stored in variables in a kindly and friendly information to final user. And with Semantic MediaWiki, you can extract the store information in the template, and you can use for research purpose.
Here is an example of the use of the plates for lexicographical purposes. It also shows how easy it is to add information. First, we have the SAL ISP template.
This one.
Which allows you to insert two entry into the category Saliva Spanish of dictionary. When we find the SAL template, which contain the set of variables that make up a meaning, this template can be used several times according to the word sense that we want to add to entry. First, we have the variable log, which records a locution header. Secondly, we put the abbreviation of grammatical category, then the equivalence, phonology, dialectal variants, dialect variants, and examples. The configuration of this template can display up to three examples that can be configured depending on needs. The same applies to any other variable we need, as the culture or ethnographic observations, grammatical observation, images, image filter, sound, video, etc. Here is a more friendly way to edit an entry to a form, which functions as an interface of the above code. In this case, the image shows only the first six variables, but you can edit the others. Here is the result after according the page with any of the above methods. We can see the lemma, the number of the meaning automatically generated, and the name and the number. The phonology, grammatical category, dialectal variants, and three examples, Saliba Spanish, along with Nowhere, who set the example. In this case, Hilaria Darapo, and Domitila Guacarapari, and this anonymous. Additionally, we found a box with cultural observations and a drawing made by a Saliba child in 1998. These three. MediaWiki was the main software used to create the Saliba dictionary. This is the same program that used Wikipedia. We adapt it to lexicographical needs with Semantic MediaWiki and other extensions and codes. Semantic MediaWiki lets you store and query data within the MediaWiki space. In this case, we can make a query asking what lemmas have sounds besides showing us the locutions, equivalents, and the name of the audio file. And so we get the following table with all the requirements lemmas and the information requested the and information requested, for example, locution, equivalence, sounds. The code is very easy to understand and can be stored permanently on any page.
We watch several links that we can store information, different kind of information for research purpose. For example, variants in saliva, entries without grammatical category, verbs, cultural observation, equivalence from saliva to Spanish, etymology, grammatical observation. We have two examples of codes. In the first, we can extract all of the saliva verbs and the equivalence in Spanish. And in the second, we can extract only a variable, that is observation, cultural observation, because most of the entries have the meaning in the culture, so they want to register or give an explanation for that entry. This is the people who are worried about the loss of the language. These are from some of the researchers that we mentioned previously. For example, he is Hilbert Umeje, Samuel Joropa, Candia Ponare, Ana Maria Umeje, and he is Angel Eduardo Umeje. So 5 months ago, we met with them and we talk about the dictionary, the entries, the process. For example, Samuel Joropa was taught by Hortensia Estrada. She's the leader of the project, and she taught him about linguistics. For example, Eduardo Umeje, he was taught by Institute Summer of Linguistics here in USA. That institute took the professor and taught him about linguistics. So he is a person who worked for the language. And some conclusion: some saliva information is stored for future generation. This dictionary allows to display specific information about the language for a wide range of users, from indigenous who don't speak the language to researchers such as linguistics, anthropologists, so on. Saliva people can use MediaWiki as a friendly software to work collaboratively. Okay. They can manage it with a minimum of help. This dictionary can help to saliva people to improve their knowledge about the language. This dictionary increases the prestige of the language among the indigenous community. Documentation and rivalization can be done jointly between indigenous and researchers. And this dictionary is being used as an example for other virtual dictionaries in Colombia and cross-border language with Colombia. This is the website of the dictionary. And thank you, Michael Yaha.
Thank you.
So
we have
any
time for questions.
So who has access to or who can modify the entries to the dictionary? I mean, have you been working with the community, and can they change the meaning or something if they want?
Yeah. We work with the community. Each of these person have their own account, their login and password, and they modify whatever they want without problem. They can upload files, link, they can add new entries. So they can.
Is anybody checking whether the spelling is correct or okay?
Yeah. This platform let us to check who worked. For example, Hortensia Estrada, that is the researcher that can study this language for more than 20 years, they check and they talk with the four application, they can communicate for them. Any other?
Any other questions? All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.